Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Exploring the possibilities is what Fayette County farmer Todd Clark has been trying in recent years. Clark says getting started and staying in farming these days takes hard work and sometimes finding a niche.
Just in the past 2 to 3 years, we started raising free-range turkeys out on pasture. And we began that enterprise starting in July. And then about this time of year, just prior to Thanksgiving, we have finished turkeys ready for Thanksgiving dinner.
Not every new enterprise works, but this one, so far, is providing some economic opportunity.
I think the first year I just dabbled or tried turkeys, and so we did maybe 35 or 40. A year ago, we did 250. This year, we have close to 500. And it would seem to me that we would most likely double again this coming year.
On marketing, that's the trick, he says, and to spread the risk and chances for success, he's gone a couple of routes.
The thing about a turkey is it takes up so much freezer space that you really don't want to speculate on a huge number of turkeys and be left with them. So with that fact in mind, we contract the majority to Marksberry Farm, and then I privately sell to friends, neighbors, and people that I've met over the past 3 years. Finished frozen turkey.
Clark does some traditional crops, but says the new natural enterprise also helps build that bottom line. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Fayette County young farmer Todd Clark says one challenge to selling Thanksgiving turkeys direct is securing customer orders in June when he has to make his order for juvenile birds.
So it's hard to get people to commit that they would like to buy a turkey at that point. And so you have to go on feel a little bit as to the number of turkeys that you're going to produce.
To spread marketing risk, as he mentioned, he's a supplier for Marksberry Farm Market in central Kentucky, which sells traditionally raised foods but also specializes in grass-fed beef and pastured poultry and pork. In just 2 years, says Clark, Marksberry has grown steadily and needs more supply.
So I've actually, in the last couple of weeks, taken a position with them to help procure those three species from farmers in the immediate area within an hour and a half drive of the facility there in Garrett County.
Fayette County farmer Todd Clark, exploring the possibilities. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.